Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and on the line with us this morning, Brewers play-by-play man, Jeff Levering.
So, Jeff, the good news is that it's not fractured.
It ain't broken.
Yeah, that is really good news. If that was a fracture, you'd be out for a long, long time if you're Trevor McGill. But the fact that it's just a very heavy bruise, he's going to be very sore. I think he's going to show up at the ballpark today and see whether or not he can avoid an IL stint. That was pretty nasty yesterday.
You know what's amazing about that game is that the Brewers were no hit going into the eighth inning. We had that situation with McGill. Up until then, you thought it was a game they might win. You thought they could steal it.
Yeah, he really did. And the Brewers could have won that ball game if it's not for Cody Bellinger making an unbelievable catch, robbing yet another home run from Willie Adames. It's the third time that someone's gone over the fence and brought a home run back against Willie Adames already this season. So you're looking at Willie having a game-tying home run the seventh and then a potential game winner in the bottom of the ninth inning. But everything looked like it was trending in the right direction. Momentum was on the Brewers' side, but then the 10th inning happened and that line drive off of McGill and the wheels just kind of came off, unfortunately. But they scored a couple of runs and get a chance to get after him today against Shota Imanaga.
Hey, Levo, I was listening, not watching. So I was listening to the call yesterday. We had another situation. It ended up not costing the Brewers. Because Jared Koenig came in and cleaned up there in the sixth with bases loaded, I think. But Jackson Churiel let another ball drop in front of him. I think we talked about this a week or two ago. In your estimation, was this one more catchable than the previous? And is this just an 18-year-old or 19-year-old now, as he were, kid still figuring out how to play his position?
Yeah, I think so. And this was a much more catchable ball than the one in Miami. And time and place, ninth inning, you got an opportunity to go win a ball game. Go win a ball game. That's what happened in the game in Miami. Ended up tying the game, and the Brewers would end up losing in extra innings. But this one, Freddy Peralta's cruising right. It's a 1-0 ball game. The leadoff hitter in what ended up being Freddy's last inning. And again, time and place, a little blooper into left, didn't get a good jump on it, and then just kind of pulled up instead of trying to make an effort for it. And you could see it on Freddy Peralta's face after the ball dropped. And I think Freddy, once he got pulled out of the ball game, because he left with the bases loaded, Canning, as you mentioned, comes in and gets out of it. But there was a moment in the tunnel where Freddy Peralta and Jackson Churiel started talking to each other. And it's teachable moments. And Pat Murphy talked about it the last time when the ball fell in Miami. You know, these are things that he's got to learn, and when to take risks and when to not take risks. We just want him to play more aggressively. And this was number two on Jackson Churiel in the last week and a half. So hopefully he's learning from Quentin Berry and learning from the other guys that you can go and take a couple of risks.
I like that from Freddie, though. Like, get up in your guys' grill. Yeah. Hey, man, need you out there.
For sure. For sure, for sure. And that's what Freddie said. He said it in the post game too. He said, listen, you got paid before you even played one single major league ball game. That means you're a great baseball player. Go out there and show that you're great.
So Craig Counsell returns. How's that return been off the field? Has he been making the rounds? Is that exciting for some folks who've worked with him a long time, or is it just another day?
No, I think on Monday it was a zoo down there, and he didn't have an opportunity to really – catch his breath at all. Yesterday was a little quieter, so I think he had an opportunity to catch up with some of his old coaches on the Brewers staff still. So I think it's a little bit more business as usual for now for Craig. Certainly not having 42,000 fans in the ballpark is helpful, but I think it's a bit more comfortable now, I think, after the initial shock of game number one.
Nice to hear you back on the radio, Levo. I mean, good of Brian Anderson to show back up for work.
The triumphant return, yes. Right? It was Craig Counsell and Brian Anderson Day all in the same time. No, it's good. Great to be back on the radio.
Tons of people swarming BA to talk to him when he returned.
To the 640 again
it's
tonight?
So true. Yeah, 640 tonight. We'll have the pregame show at 6:05.
Thanks, Levo. Good to talk to you.
Likewise. Talk to you guys next week.